Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now, representing the University of Maryland, he's here at Pro Day. He's going to maybe get drafted. Some mocks have him going in the fifth round. Place kicker, University of Maryland Terrapins, Chad Ryland. Chad, what's up?
Yes, man, sir. Appreciate you guys having me on.
We had you on during the season.
You did, over the phone. Yes, sir.
And you kicked the ball so far it landed in our parking lot. But watching you booming these things here, well, you're waking up. You understand what this is all about today. How do you get yourself mentally ready? Is it a day at the office for Chad Ryland or a little added pressure for you?
No.
Not game pressure, but, you know.
Yeah, no, certainly no added pressure for me. Another day in the office, not to say the hay's already in the barn, but in retrospect, it's already written in terms of how it's going to go down, so I just got to go out and be me, and if I be myself, it's all going to turn out how I want it to.
I saw, you know, Garrett was here from the Cowboys today, you know, the special teams coach, and I know they're looking for a kicker. What are the types of things that he's looking for from you today?
Yeah, Coach Fossil was here from Dallas.
Fossil, yeah.
Yeah, he was really just all about not letting me get in rhythm, but it wasn't a traditional grid where we start close and back up, then we kick off. He wanted to make it as randomized as possible. He had note cards with distances on it, and he – it's like, all right, here we go, 36, now 24, now back to 38, and, like, we moved around, and then there was kickoff cards scattered in there. I think the whole goal of that was just so I couldn't get in a true
rhythm
and make it as game-like as possible. So I like that.
How'd you do?
Really good. I felt like I hit the ball well.
We watched it, and, I mean, you were hitting the wall back there. Now, Bob, the only thing Bob was saying is, I can't tell if it went through or not, but
yeah,
most of them looked like they went through.
No, yeah. Blind in one eye anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I know it went high up that net for 50-plus, but accuracy obviously was a friend of yours today as well.
100%. Yeah. No, it felt like a really good day. I was happy with how it went.
What teams seem – well, you would know. What teams need a kicker? What teams seem most interested?
Yeah, I think you look at it, and anyone that does a little bit of research, I'm not throwing any secret sauces out there for teams, but I think Dallas obviously has a need.
Yes.
Tennessee was here as well. New England was here as well.
Today?
They were, yes, okay, sir. San Francisco could another be a need. Green Bay, Detroit possibly. But at the end of the day, like, that's been the fun part of this process. You don't know what anyone's cards really are until April 27th. So that's a big thing for me, too, is just being where my feet are at Pro Day, doing the best I can, and then come full circle, we're going to go where we go.
Chad Ryland, Maryland kicker, joining us. For people out there in the audience might not know the entire Chad Ryland story, talk about your odyssey and how you wound up here in College Park for your last season.
Yeah, no, so I started kicking my junior year of high school, just sort of as something fun to do on Friday nights. Fell in love with it early, got ranked, fortunate enough to go to Eastern Michigan University in the MAC as a walk-on. Played 4 years there, all-time leading scorer, a couple other records out there, really good career. Had a coach leave for University of Oklahoma. And when he was out, I was also out. Thought I was going to go there out the gate. Didn't have scholarship money for me, and at that point in my career, I wasn't looking to pay for school.
Right.
Maryland came knocking. There was a need for kicker here, and there was the opportunity for myself, too, to show myself on a bigger stage in games like away at Michigan. Like, you don't get 115,000 people, you know, everywhere you go. That was a big deal for me.
Yeah, that was – yeah, because Locks threw you in there like at the – you made 250-yarder over 50 that game, if I remember right.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So what's it like playing here?
It's awesome. Lachelle's awesome, especially when we get some packed houses. Like, that Ohio State game, obviously there were some Ohio State fans there too, but just to have a crowd there and the energy, the guys thrive on it. Not just me. I like the big crowds. I think that's fun. Gets the juices going. But the guys, too. Like, you see guys in warm-ups, and guys are smiling because they know people want to come out, watch, and put on a show.
Now, when you get to the next level, which will be 2023, the extra point distance. Is that something I'm assuming you've already started working on? Because it's not college, obviously. NFL moved it back. I guess they got what they wanted, mm-hmm. as it's no longer automatic. But kicking at the NFL, the hashes are closer. So are you getting more acclimated to the professional style of the field and the distances?
Yeah, no, 100%. A 33-yard extra point's a lot different than a 20-yard extra point that's laced up nice right down the middle. But for me, everything's the same, whether it's a 50-yarder, 65-yarder, or a 33-yard extra point. My swing is ideally the same, and I'm just trying to rinse and repeat every time.
Now, who's your competition like this year? You know, who are the other top kickers? Isn't it Michigan and
Jake Moody in Michigan?
And then who else?
Yeah, which is funny. We're all really good friends. We got a group chat together, and kicking world, everyone knows everybody. But Jake Moody at Michigan, Anders Carlson down at Auburn, Jack Podlesny in Georgia. Trying to think of who else is coming out this year. It's Chris Dunn at NC State.
Who got the toe? It was Dunn, right?
Chris Dunn, yeah. He missed like one kick all year. Yeah. He had a really, really good season.
What was your final stats?
I was 19 for 23. I was 82% long of 53. So it's a good year, I think, in my opinion. Yeah. Only had a few long misses, 3 for 6 from 50-plus. Obviously would like that to be a little higher, make a couple more of those 50s, but overall, it was a good year. It was smooth sailing. Get a good holder like Colton Spangler and Ethan up front, and then the guys blocking. Everybody was bought in on PAT, which sometimes you don't get at every school you go to.
Well, it seemed like Locke's had a lot of confidence in you. The way he, you know, he would kick those 50-yard, you know, where before most guys go for it on fourth down, Locke's like three, like the Michigan game. You know, we needed points.
The year before, they would have been going for it on fourth down.
No.
With all due respect to the previous kickers.
No. I think that was earned, though, as well, with Locks. I showed him in fall camp at end of practice. He's like, all right, let's put this on the 38-yard line, hit a 55-yard end practice. They run, and or practice is over if you make it. We drill it, and it's moments like those where it not only wins the head coach over, but it also wins the guys over because they've seen my work ethic through the offseason, mm-hmm. see me produce in practice, so naturally they expect it to come during game time as well.
Right, they don't have to sprint.
Chad Ryland, kicker, University of Maryland. He'll be kicking in an NFL stadium near you in 2023, to be determined. Chad, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to you in the offseason, and we'll be watching you on Sundays, Thursdays, Mondays, and maybe Thursdays again.
Unless he's kicking for New England, right, Bob?
What, do they play New England this year?
Well, we don't like the Patriots.
We still got to watch the game. We don't black out Patriots games. He's Chad Ryland. Chad, appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Chad.
You having
Speaking
me.
Speaking of Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.